From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A survey of California business leaders shows skepticism over state spending and taxes, doubt over the state's economic direction, and a reluctance to add new jobs. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
A group called the California Business Roundtable polled more than 1,100 leaders at large and small businesses. The findings reinforce the business community's longstanding complaints about California's economic climate. More than 60% of those surveyed say the state's economy is faring worse than the rest of the nation, and nearly 70% say it's harder to do business in California than in other states. The respondents say tax reform, spending reform, and tort reform are all needed for California's business climate to improve. About a quarter of the California companies surveyed say they expect to add jobs this year. 15% plan to cut jobs, and 55% plan to keep their workforce right where it is. The survey was conducted late last year, after the November election, but before a fiscal cliff deal was reached in Washington. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A California lawmaker has introduced legislation that would prevent the release of addresses and phone numbers of concealed weapon permit holders and applicants. The bill, authored by Republican Assemblyman Dan Logue, is a direct response to a New York newspaper's public disclosure of names and addresses of gun owners. Under the bill, only the name of the person with the permit could be released. Logue says it would protect women who have been stalked.
That's a real issue of safety. It also puts a big target on people who, you know, have concealed weapons because, you know, criminals who are looking for them are nowhere to go to get them.
The information would still be accessible by officials such as district attorneys, law enforcement, and the courts. The release of personally identifying information for judges and peace officers is already prohibited under law. You can find these and other stories on our newly redesigned news page, krcb.org.